Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.
People bond more deeply over shared brokenness than they do over shared beliefs. And I think that and when I wrote that on my blog, I think it got 2,000 plus hits, you know. I mean, and I think it's because a lot of Christians recognize the truth in that. That when we are gathering together, there's only, I mean, I love my church and I go to church and there's a certain kind of community I find at church. But what tends to happen in too many churches is that when we come on the basis of shared belief, the highest value becomes conformity to those beliefs. And I think in that situation, we don't feel we're not able to be as vulnerable. We're not able to deal with our questions and doubts. We're not able to be honest about, because we can't seem to live out and live up to these beliefs that we all share and are trying to conform to. And I think in recovery groups, and I've been in more than one kind of recovery group, I think generally, I experience a way more of an intense community and connection there. And I think a part of it is that what brings us together is this shared brokenness. And in our shared brokenness, we, you know, just to walk in a recovery meeting is to say, I need your help. Something in me is not working. But to walk into a church is to say, I believe the right things. And so I think that that difference explains for me some of why I experience a lot more intimacy in my recovery. And like I said, I think both are important. And, you know, church isn't there to be for recovery, and recovery isn't church. And I think it's important not to expect the same of both. But having both of those together really helps me a lot.
Heather, would it be fair to say that perhaps my beliefs are who I want to be and my brokenness is really who I am?
Oh, I think that's so well said. And I think, you know, without worshiping at the altar of pain or at the altar of brokenness, I think that, you know, we are always to some extent broken, and that we do heal and there is hope and we do get better, but we are never going to be like completely done with that journey. And I think we all have, yeah, those broken places inside of us. And for me, I think one of the biggest issues for me before I got into recovery and while I was a Christian is that I thought that the main thing that mattered, that faith was all about having right beliefs and right theology and getting all that right. And if I got all that right, then I would be right with God and things should work for me. And when I got into recovery, I brought all those beliefs in with me, but I began to recognize, oh, you can have all the right beliefs about God and have no clue how to, like, in your soul, absolutely depend on his power. And so it was really these people in recovery who I initially looked down on who showed me what it meant to trust God, even if or you don't completely understand or have all the right answers, because a lot of them weren't confident that they knew everything right about God. What they were confident of is if they leaned on this God that they were hoping existed, that he was coming through for them, and then they could trust him, and then they began to build ideas and beliefs about this God that they could trust.
I like that a lot, Bill. Sometimes what happens to me in church, and Heather, I'll go hear a great sermon and go, yeah, yeah, you know, I should be doing that, but I don't know how to do it. I agree with it. I should do it. I kind of want to do it most of the time, but I don't know how to do it. And when I talk about how broken I am with other people, they go, well, hey, have you tried doing it this way? Recovery groups can be more practical in practice than just a set of beliefs, for me anyway.
Exactly, because we talk a lot about different tools, and we use tools. And I think, you know, you're talking about step 11 here, and I love the focus on prayer and meditation. And I never, you know, I used to pray a lot. I prayed a lot, you know, and I had lists of people I prayed for, and I prayed for God's will to, for all these different people, but I always assumed I kind of knew what that was and would pray for that. But in recovery, I learned to move the whole thing from my head down into my soul. And I think that's where the disconnect is for a lot of us, is our brain tends to be where the problem is, and I think it's where our ego lives, is in our thoughts, and our thinking gets so messed up, and when our whole spiritual life is in our head, and I'm one of those people, because I'm a writer, a lot of it's in my head, there's always this need for me to sit and to have quiet with God, and to, you know, breathe, and to just be with God, and to pay attention consciously to what's happening in my heart and in my soul, those things I can't name, but to just open up my soul and invite God's work there. Because I, you know, the gap between what I know in my head and how I live my life, there's so much despair there sometimes, because I know a whole lot, but getting it out into your life, you know, and that gap can lead me to despair. And then God will always remind me, no, that gap is my opportunity that I fill that gap with my grace.
Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.